Word of God is what will change your life. Turn with me to Luke chapter 1. We will be operating in Luke as our base scripture. And we're going to dive into some things that I know is going to bless you today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are highly favored of God. We are highly favored of God. The blessings of God are upon us. The help of God is with us. God is on our side. 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 If God before us, who can be against us? God is going to make ways for us. God is going to open doors for us. God is going to provide opportunity for us. God is going to increase us. God is going to enlarge us. God is going to hear our prayer. God's hand is on our lives. Hallelujah. He's already been doing it. He's already been working. He's already been manifesting his power in our lives. And I want more of it. 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 I'm not satisfied. I'm not satisfied. I'm longing for more of what you can do. Hallelujah, Jesus. Stir us, oh God. Stir us, oh God, to want your will. Stir us, oh God, to go after everything we got, God. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 1, verse 28. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Verse 30. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name, someone say it. Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. How many know you are a part of that kingdom? You are a part of that kingdom. Then said Mary unto the angel, like we say when we hear preachers talk like this, how shall this be? I got a lot going on in my life. I got a lot of demonic influences moving all around me. I got so many problems, I could not sit here and list them all. How can this thing be? How can you speak these words of promise over my life? How are you trying to stir me and increase my faith when I know where I am? And she says, seeing I know not a man. And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost. You want to be empowered? You want to know the hand of God is on your life? You want to see God do some impossible things? It is the power of the Holy Ghost that shall come upon thee. And the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Go to verse 37. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Someone say that with me right now. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Now that is a wonderful thing that the word of God goes forth from an angel and speaks a prophetic word to her. But what I want us to recognize that you cannot stop at verse 37. You have to get in a mindset of going to the next verse. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it
unto me according to thy word. Whatever you say, Lord, I'm going to hold on to it and say yes. Whatever you say that might seem impossible, I have to let go of my natural thoughts and all the things that get in the way of the supernatural. What I'm going to say this morning is, God, if you want to favor me, let your favor come. Let your will be done. Let the Holy Ghost overshadow my life. Hallelujah. Lift your hands right now and say, I'm favored. Come on, I can't make you do it. You got to start saying some stuff. Come on. Come on.
Let it be transition of God. Come on, let somebody get a hold of it, God. Let someone speak it, God. Let someone claim it, God. Let someone grab a hold of it, God. Let someone believe it, Lord, all of their heart, God. At the favor of God upon their life, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I want us to go to a new dimension. I want us to go to a new level. I want us, oh God, to have a greater thinking in our hearts, oh God. Take us higher than ever before, I pray. In Jesus' name. If you believe your favorite, clap your hands as you're seated here in the house of God. I want to preach this morning to you, recognizing favor. Recognizing favor. It is all right for me to start and say that some people need to actually learn that they are favored. Maybe I begin to speak these words to you this morning, and as you're hearing it, you're just saying, oh, here we go again with some hype stuff, rah, rah, rah. And it's okay, because not everybody in the Word of God that was favored initially knew that they were favored. I want to tell you, if you did not even understand anything I've said up to this point, that I pray before the message is over, you understand that it's okay that you have to learn how to know that you are favored. Because maybe in your life, no one ever told you that you were favored. Maybe in the house of God, you never understood what that actually means. But let me talk to you a little bit about a man named Joseph, a young man. Joseph was a very interesting person in the Bible, because there was so much in his life story that can be beneficial to us as we learn how to operate under the hand of God. Let me tell you, it's not enough just to come and sit on the pew. You will not have power because you are physically in this building. But when you come to this building, you have to say, I have to learn how to operate under the hand of God. I have to be able to hear the word of the Lord and allow the word of God to challenge my understanding in order to go and apply the word so that it actually makes a difference. Just showing up to the house of God would not make any difference in your life. In fact, you could become hardened and cold even by being in the house of God, and you could become despondent because you might think it's all emotionalism and hype. But when you begin to truly say, I am going to learn and apply what God is speaking to me, you will say, there's no other place I would rather be. I'm not being mean to anybody. Sometimes people are sick, but I will never understand someone that will wake up on a Sunday morning and not say, I am going to be in the house of God. Maybe you have a different background than me, but one thing I do know, that in this house, I am going to be empowered. In this house, I know I'm going to be changed. In this house, I know I am going to be equipped with something to allow me to walk out there with my head up. If you walk around with your head down all the time, that's your problem. But if you can understand that God is a head lifter, if you could understand, oh, come on, somebody. If you could really understand, it is not the will of God for you to be depressed. If you could understand, it's not the will of God for you to live in poverty and go around mundane after mundane with fear and worry all around you. It is God's will for you to know that I am a highly favored of a God who loves me, who cares about me, and who has my best interest in mind. If you believe that, clap your hands and say yes. Joseph is someone that knew how to live and who he truly was. You got to understand Joseph. Joseph is someone that knew how to live and who he truly was. There was no doubt about it. He was the favorite son of all of his father's 11 boys. And he acted like it. Somebody better hear me. God is our father. But many of us don't act like he's our father. Many of us act like that you don't have a father at all. And you're always worried and you're always fearful. Let me point you to Joseph. And Joseph says, well, if he calls me his favorite child, then I'm going to live like I'm his favorite child. I'm going to speak with boldness. I'm going to walk around with my coat on. And I'm going to show it off. I'm not taking off my coat. I'm letting you know I know who I am. Is there anybody here that is tired of hiding and tired of selling yourself short? No, put on your coat and say, I'm a child of God. I got the favor on my life. I'm anointed. I know who I am in the sight of God. I am not going to hide somewhere in a corner and feel sorry for everybody else. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be mean to you. I'm just trying to be all that God called me to be. Somebody get a hold of this word. That mentality opened the door for jealousy and hatred to show up. If you got problems in your life because you're favored, that's all right. It's only working for your good. Don't you be misunderstood when problems arise, when you're trying to walk in your calling. And that sometimes is the confusing part of what the hand of the enemy would try to do. Hey, Joseph, I thought you were the favored boy of your father. Why are you in a pit? But Joseph said, I'm not going to believe that. I might not understand why I'm in a pit right now, but one thing will not change. I know who I am. I'm a child of God. And if I'm in a pit, I'm still going to worship God. If I'm going through a battle right now in my life, don't you confuse that with God punishing you. You better understand, you might be on your way to a palace. You must allow the will of God to unfold, whether it looks like it's good or bad, and say all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, to them that are the called upon his purpose. If you don't know you're the called, you will miss it time and time again. But my desire and my assignment today is to get someone to recognize you are the called. You are the called. I'm glad about four of you believe it. When my preacher would say, I'm the called, I would stand up and clap my hands and I would shout yes. When my preacher told me I'm the head and not the tail, I got excited because I know my future was going somewhere. So I will say it again, you are the called. You cannot be limited just because someone around you chooses to live below who they're supposed to be. I can't force the blessings of God upon everybody's life, but I'm going to live blessed. Is there anybody else with that same attitude? Am I the only one with that attitude? Or is there anybody else that says, I'm going to get what is mine? I'm going to take a hold of what God has for me. What God has for me is for me. I'm not taking off my coat. I'm the favorite of my father. And whatever consequences that might bring, it's going to be all right. God is going to promote me. God is going to elevate me. God is going to help me. God is going to deliver me. God is going to make a way where there is no way. I said God is able. I said God is able. I said God is able. God is going to do some impossible things in my life, and I believe with all my heart. And I will never confuse the hardship of the natural or the hesitated promises to stop me from believing. Because along the ride, you might see things that look like you are not favored. You might look at things and go, yeah, maybe you're not so favored. And if you don't say it, I guarantee somebody else will try to speak that lie to you. They're going to say, you're not where you think you should be. You're living here or there. The blessings of God don't look like they're upon you. Don't let that shake you. Say, my mind's made up. I'm keeping on my coat. If you take my coat, you still ain't going to take my dream. I'm still going to keep on believing. I'm going to keep my integrity. I'm going to keep on worshiping. If it's only two of us here, I'm going to keep on magnifying God. Because God ain't done yet. He is about to promote me in new ways. Is there anybody ready for 2020 to go to a new place of saying, I am favored, I am favored, I am favored? I believe that we are in this Christmas season. We need to be times where we need to let go of guilt. My daddy gave me this coat to wear, so I'm going to wear it. It is the robe of his righteousness. Jesus, in the season we're talking about, came to tell us, your robe is dirty, but you can put on my robe. You're a sinner. You have messed up. You've done so many things wrong. You've made a lot of bad decisions. But I came in order to give you my coat. So devil, excuse me. I know you're right. I know I failed him. I feel the Holy Ghost. I know I mess up time and time and time again. And you, devil, reflect, because you only had one chance. But the Father gave me the robe of righteousness. He came down from glory and he died for me. So yes, I let go of guilt. So yes, I let go of condemnation. And I say, Lord, I put on your robe. The past is the past. The blood of Jesus has covered all of my sins. Are you thankful that the blood of Jesus has covered you today? 2 Corinthians 5:21. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him, not in ourselves. So many of you are frustrated because you can't do right. So you hesitate to praise because you say, I don't want to be a hypocrite. You know who should be the praisers, the loudest praisers? The one who's been forgiven much. The Bible says there was people there who did not wash his feet, but there was somebody who knew she had a bad past. If you have a past, you should be the most loudest worshiper, the craziest one, because you knew it was God who saved you. There should not be any condemnation in this place. Only worshipers that say, I'm not worshiping for what I've done. I'm worshiping for what he's done. He's been good. He has washed me when I had a past, when I had all the sins. He loved me enough to cleanse me. If God calls me righteous, then I'm recognizing favor and I'm saying I'm righteous. I might fall, but I'm going to get up and say thank you for the blood. I'm not trying to take advantage of it in a bad way. I'm trying to take advantage of it in a good way. If the blessings of God's upon you, take advantage of the blood of Jesus. Take advantage of his mercy. Take advantage of his grace. Take advantage of the goodness of God and say, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. If you don't recognize that being favored, I don't know what else to preach to you, but I know I've been favored. I was lost and undone, but the blood of Jesus, I said the blood of Jesus. I am the righteousness of God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Every day I get up, I say, thank God. His mercies are new every morning. Maybe you're here right now, and guilt and condemnations all over you, and weeping was all through the night because of what you did. Can I tell you, weeping only lasts for a night. I tell you why joy comes in the
the morning. I tell you why. Because he says his grace and his mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Are you dirty today? Are you guilty today? Are you shameful today? Then this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad. Why? Because the blood has washed me today. But we're learning how to be favored. We're learning how to walk into a new mindset. We're learning how to change our thinking off of ourselves into a God who has a greater plan. And I point you to somebody else who had to learn that they were favored. Her name is Esther. She was an orphan and her older cousin adopted her. But somehow, of course, the favor of God was there. And she, at the right time, at the right place, became the queen of the greatest kingdom there was. How does that happen? Take an orphan, a nobody, and make them elevated to a higher place. You're looking at your current situation and you think you're stuck. Esther, you're an orphan. But Mordecai was able to point her to God. And she did what was right when nobody was watching, and then God promoted her. Right now, you might be in seclusion. Right now, you might be in isolation. Right now, people don't know the pain and the hurt that you're dealing with on the inside. But if you would keep your integrity, Esther is living proof that God can elevate you with one word. Oh, I get excited so many times because I know, God, one word from you can change everything. I might have all kind of problems, but one word from God can change it all. Is there anybody that believes that God can change your problem in one word? One word from God can set your mind free. But you gotta believe in that one word. Because if you believe in that one word, you will live in expectation. God, all I need is a word. God, all I need is a word from you. And so she, though, even though she was promoted to that place, she still had not yet learned how to be favored, which means you can be in the right place like you are right now, but don't know how to live favored. Am I talking to anybody? You can come and be around the presence of God and still not operate like you are favored. And that's where she was. She kept her head down and she just did what she thought she had to do. But then she was told by Mordecai, after the decree came against her and her people, because Haman wanted to destroy them. And at first, when she saw the response of Mordecai, she said, "Stop crying. You are becoming an embarrassment." But she said, "Mordecai, what's going on?" And he began to explain to her what was happening. And she found out that her people was about to be destroyed. And then she said, "Well, what am I supposed to do? My family's being destroyed. What am I supposed to do? My life's upside down. What am I supposed to do? Things that I thought would never happen have happened. What am I supposed to do?" Whew. But she had to learn. And Mordecai said, "You're not understanding what's going on. You are the very instrument of changing your future. The power is actually in your hands because you are a queen. God has allowed you to be here so that he can prepare you to do something that you thought you did not have the power to do." I'm speaking to people here right now that you are in position but don't know the power that you have. And what you think you should do is sit and stand back. Don't stir up anything. Don't take any responsibility that you can be the difference maker. somebody else will make a difference. Somebody else will speak up. Somebody else will take their turn. I'm going to just sit back in the background and just look cute. But when God has favored you and setting you up for his purpose, at first you might not recognize what's going on. You think it's tragedy. No, it's time for God to elevate you and tell you, you didn't even know you had all this power, did you? All kind of problems all around you, and at first glance you thought it was there to sink you. No, Esther, on the contrary, I knew you had it in you to now rise up and recognize the favor of God is on you and go to the king and make a difference for your home. I'm hoping somebody is hearing what I'm saying. You are absolutely somebody that can make a difference if you believe you can make a difference. If you see your kids going the wrong way, if you see your home going the wrong way, if you see your world and your environment going the wrong way, stop sitting back and sucking your thumb and saying you cannot do anything about it. Somebody else has to fix it. The pastor has to fix it. The devil is a liar. God has called you to fix the problems in your life when you believe that you are favored. I know some of you might not believe it, but I'm giving you an empowering word. God has equipped you. God has anointed you. Are you ready to rise up and say, if I die, I die, but I'm not going to sit back quietly and let my people die. I will go before the king and make my request known. Someone raise your hand right now and receive that word. You've been called for such a time as this. You can go before the presence of the king. You are no longer just an orphan. You are no longer just in the streets. You are no longer just lonely. You are no longer unemployed. You are no longer just single. You're no longer just a sick person. You're no longer somebody in poverty. You're no longer somebody who's just depressed or who's an addicted alcoholic or drug addict or liar, whatever it might be. Take off those labels. God has placed you right now at the right time and tell you, don't just coast. Don't just be comfortable. Understand the enemy is trying to destroy you, but you have the power to fight back. You have the power of God. You are favored. Do you recognize the favor? Do you recognize the favor? Your future can be different. You gotta believe it. The enemy is still working. The enemy is still plotting. Haman is still wanting to destroy you. Haman is still wanting to wreak havoc in your life and in your future. He is getting ready for 2020. Are you? He's plotting right now. He's strategizing right now. But you got to start saying, go ahead. I recognize that I am favored. And everything you meant for bad, God, go turn around and make it for my good. Go ahead and plot. Go ahead and reason. Go ahead and strategize. I know a God who says I am highly favored. And whatever you do, I'm ready for it. And I'm getting ready for my blessing. I'm getting ready for my promotion this year.
Esther 4:8. Also, he gave him the copy of the writing of the decree that was given to Shushan to destroy them. Listen to me. There are literal decrees that are being written about you in your home, in your health, in your family. What are you going to do about it? Mordecai is like, you're the queen. Do something. Can I tell somebody right now? You're a king and priests and queens in the house of God. Are you going to keep crying about it, or are you going to do something about it? There's power in your hands. And Mordecai was looking at her like, how did you get where you got, except it was God that brought you to that place? If you're not dead right now, if you have not lost your mind right now, you didn't get here by yourself. There's still something that
Some of y'all don't believe it, but I'm going to keep on preaching it. You are here because God says you can do something about your future. You can be the difference maker in your future. I haven't been before the king in 30 days. I haven't been called. So she's speaking from someone who doesn't know their favor. Right now, some of you are making excuses right now in your head. I see you. You're zoned out. Not everybody. Some of you are just in La La Land right now. You cannot keep on thinking that you don't have the power. You cannot sit there and allow the decrees of the devil to destroy you in your home. And we live in a society of excuse makers. And her excuse was a good one. There was a law. You cannot go to the king unless you are called. She had a legitimate excuse. I feel like getting a mean spirit on me real quick. Lord, give me the right spirit. Give me the right spirit. Some of you have in your mind good, literal excuses. But your good, literal excuses you keep making is what's going to be the destruction of your life. You have excuses about your finances. You have excuses about your health. You have excuses about this, about your business, about that. You got all, and if I went to your house, I would say, you know what? Every single one of those are absolute truth. But just because your excuse is truthful, don't mean you go get your deliverance. Did she not have an excuse? She wasn't called. So sometimes I got to break out of my excuses and say, I'm going to pray and fast. I'm going to make sure the hand of God is upon me and I have dedicated myself to whatever His will is. And then when I get up from that, I'm going to stop my excuses and break the excuse. I know I wasn't called. I know my health. I'm still coughing right now. I'm sick right now. My back's still hurting. My headache's going around. I got all kind of problems still right now, but it ain't going to keep me from fighting. Are there some fighters in this house? Are there some war? God wants some warriors. God wants some people. I might be sick. I might not be called, but what I do know is I am favored. So I might be limping, but I'm favored. I might be hurting, but I'm favored. I might be tired, but I am this Christmas season. So we turn the page on New Year. And you better be here next week too. I know that every one of us are come to the kingdom for such a time as this. I know that God has called us. I know that God has saved us. I know that He has favored us. There are billions of people in the world, messed up, clueless, no hope, and yet we are here. Every time I get into large crowds, I cannot help but say, why me? I go in large crowds, traffic, and I look around. I'm not judging them, but I recognize the majority of them don't know Jesus. And yet I know Jesus. So why am I always complaining? Why am I always stressed out? Out of billions, God has saved me. And not only has He saved me, because too many people sit in I'm saved position. God hasn't only saved you, He's empowered you to fight against the works of the flesh. So I got to recognize I've been favored and do something. But again, most people are blind from their birth. Please hear me.
Jesus ran into someone, and the disciples saw them. Lord, was it his fault or the parents' fault why he's blind? All these years he suffered in darkness. All these years his life is dark. All these years he could not see which way to go. All these years he just bumped into things, always needing others for help, needing others for guidance, needing others for the direction he needed to take. Always needing others to give their input, but yet still felt as much in the dark as he always had. He always got to look from the outside of what people had opinions about him. They think it this way or that way about my life. And people looked at him and wanted to find blame. Find blame. Find fault. Find a reason. But Jesus says, you guys got it all wrong. This man has been blind from birth so that the glory of God might be manifest in him. You guys look at it as a sin, but I look at it as my favor. Some of you have the wrong perspective about what you're going through. God is saying, what are you talking about? I'm going to show up and now show you that you've been favored all along. You've been going through tests. You've been going through trials. You've been going through situations. But I'm going to show you how to recognize favor. And when God did the work in his life, God did something that he did not do for everybody else. And he got spittle and he put it in his eye. And he told him to go wash. And you know what he came back and said? He didn't say, why did you go through all that to get me where you are? He said, hey, people, you got all kind of questions about who I am. I am that same blind person. But let me tell you this one thing I know. Once I was blind, but now I see. I know that it was a man called Jesus who has favored me. You gotta believe today. You might be sitting in darkness, but Micah 7:8 says, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Have you been walking in darkness? You might just now need to get ready for the favor of God to about to be on your life. You say, I am getting ready for the blessings, for the favor of God upon me. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground, made clay of spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. The clay. I'm taking you back to that original first place where I formed you. Why did he use clay? It was symbolic of saying, I'm taking you back to the basics of you recognizing I formed you. I made you. I created you. And now I'm going to open up your eyes so the first thing you see is my hand in your life. You got to start saying when you go through hard times, the first thing you got to get your eyes on is I will look to the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. Someone raise your head right now and lift up your head and your eyes up to heaven and say, Lord, I know you are forming me and making me and molding me. And now I'm going to see you for who you are. And you will say, I am he. They said, are you that blind man? He says, yep. That used to be me. I'm that same person. Whether he's a sinner, I don't know. I don't know anything else, but I do know I'm favored. I can see now. I know it's unusual. I know it hasn't happened this way before, but I understand I am favored of God. Stand on your feet this morning.
Hallelujah. The Mary, the mother of Jesus. The angel came in unto her. He said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with somebody here. Blessed art thou among women. And the angel said, Fear not. Some of you are going to have some big decisions to make in 2020. Some of you have some drastic things you know are going to have to change in 2020. Some of you have some big decisions that are going to take place in your life, maybe even outside of your control. And you have maybe fear upon you, whether it's health or legal situations. Heavy things right now in your life. Heavy things. But there's a word for you. Your favor. Don't be afraid. Go forward knowing that if God is with you, who can be against you? It may not be easy, but you got to now say without a shadow of a doubt, I'm not going by myself. There's somebody who is going to walk with me. Who's going to go before me? There's going to be some things that the angel of God is going to do. That's right. Somebody raise your hands because you have some things that you are looking forward to happen in 2020. And so I got to prepare you that you can say beyond a shadow of a doubt, I'm leaving this place knowing that I am favored of God. I'm going to go forth with my best effort and my best foot forward because the favor of God is going to be with me and the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. I want to pray down the Spirit of Almighty God to descend upon someone's heart and say, if you get full of the Spirit of God, then you will know the power of the highest is going to overshadow you. The power of the highest, the greatest power that there is going to fight for somebody. I prophesy right now in the name of Jesus, your next year is going to be different. I prophesy to someone this year, you are going to walk in the favor of God. You are going to believe in new things. You're going to believe the blessings of God are going to flow in your life and in your decisions because you're saying, be it unto me according to your word. Holy Ghost, fall on me. I say, yes, God, your will be done. And since someone say, I am highly favored of God, I'm going to walk a new walk this year. I'm going to talk a new talk this year. I'm going to live a new life this year. I am highly favored of Almighty God. I'm going to walk forward. I'm going to move ahead. I'm the head and not the tail. In the name of Jesus, my health is going to be right. My mind is going to be right. My expectations are going to be right. My kids are going to be right. My money is going to be right. My words are going to be right. My marriage is going to be right. I say it in the name of Jesus. I say it in the name of Jesus. My future is going to be right. I am the head. I am favored. I'm walking with my coat on. I'm walking empowered. Rodney, put that song on. I'm blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. And someone begin to walk these aisles. Someone open your mouth up. It's a time of declaration. It's a time of decreeing and declaring. I shall live. I shall not die. I'm going to be an overcomer. I am going to win in the name of Jesus. I'm going to conquer some things that conquered me in 2019. I'm going to win over some battles in prayer. I'm going to go before the presence of the King. I'm going to a new place this year in my ministry. My ministry is going to go forward in Jesus' name.
Doors that were once shut are going to be open. New areas of dimensions.